KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Donald Trump has arrived at Capitol Hill in Washington, where he will be sworn in shortly as the 47th President of the United States of America. A motorcade with him and outgoing President Joe Biden made its way into the precinct a few minutes ago. The two walked into the Capitol side by side, followed by outgoing Vice President Kamala Harris and leader of the Senate Chuck Schumer. Tech boss Elon Musk has also already arrived. He will have a role heading up the Department of Government Efficiency, otherwise known as DOGE. But that department is reportedly already facing its first lawsuit, which claims it violates federal rules. Joe Biden has meanwhile used his last hours in the White House to issue preemptive pardons to several figures, including former COVID-19 advisor Anthony Fauci and retired General Mark Milley. He says it's to shield them from potential politically motivated prosecutions under the Trump administration. Biden has given similar pardons to members, staff, and witnesses of the U.S. House committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump's supporters. Trump has repeatedly promised retribution against his political opponents and threatened some with criminal prosecution. Here at home, the ANC says the Prudential Authority's decision to pursue the liquidation of Itala Bank threatens to disrupt financial services for marginalized communities. Speaking in Gauteng earlier, Party Secretary General Fikile Mbalula said such a move could also see hundreds of job losses.
The ANC reaffirms its commitment to financial inclusion and economic justice. The NEC tasked the Economic Transformation Subcommittee with devising the strategies to safeguard Itala Bank, protect workers, and ensure service continuity.
On Friday, the High Court in Pietermaritzburg is due to hear Itala's application to interdict the orders of the repayment administrator. The RA, appointed by the Prudential Authority, found that Itala was technically insolvent and ordered the entity to stop accepting deposits. The PA says it seeking the provisional liquidation of Itala is to protect the over 250,000 depositors. And Thai authorities have intercepted more than 1.5 tons of crystal meth in a record seizure of the illegal drug. They say the haul was sent from Africa via India and was bound for Europe, the US or Australia. It was found at a warehouse in Bangkok following a tip-off. Four men were arrested at the scene. Authorities there say it's the first time they have seized such a large quantity of methamphetamine. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.